He did not baptize in opposition to him who sent him, but much like the widows, even though the apostles had stated, "It is not suitable for us to abandon the word of God and serve tables," he fulfilled the duty of a deacon, not in opposition to them, but as an extra task, likewise here. For even now we entrust this matter to the more simple-minded elders, but the word of doctrine to the wiser, for there is the labor and the sweat. That's why he himself says, "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard in preaching and teaching." For as to teach the wrestlers in the games is the task of a spirited and skilled trainer, but to place the crown on the victor's head may be the job of one who can't even wrestle. So it is with baptism. It's impossible to be saved without it, yet the baptizer doesn't do anything particularly great, given the will is already prepared.